Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. Looks like we're ending another year. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. Our call-in number for this show is 563-999-3507. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, 64478@keen.com for readings. So our health tip for November is about meditation. Practice meditation eases stress and boosts mental health. One study showed after 2 months, regular practice increased gray matter in parts of the brain that controls learning and emotions. Meditation strengthens the connection between brain cells. Meditation can ease inflammation and protect against Alzheimer's disease. My source was WebMD. Our cosmic weather, Mercury is in Sagittarius, and this power urges us to look for self-imposed obstacles, self-defeating things to ourselves. Venus moving into Sagittarius is an eye-opener about relationships. And don't let denial show you otherwise. You know, love life is at a crossroads for most people right now, and this is where there's a shift that's going to take place, and denial can be very strong because we won't want things to happen our way. So be sure and don't miss December's show because I'm going to do some predictions for 2023. Well, I have to say this has been an interesting year in a lot of ways. But let's look and compare signs now and the signs that were prophesied in Matthew 24:32-44. Jesus raptures the church. This is the secret coming. We are the church. We need to be ready for the rapture. You know, there's a negative connotation about church. It's a building, and there's a lot of different perspectives out there. But we are the church. If you've accepted the Lord as your Savior, you are the church. Some of the signs prophesied are wars, rumors of wars, inclement weather, deceptions, and slander. Sure been a lot of that. We are told that no one knows the hour, but we would know the generation by the signs. Christ will return to the earth. His followers, both dead and alive, will be caught up to meet him in the air. And the horrors of the tribulation begin after that. And I know a lot of people don't want to read Revelation because it's hard to understand, but I'm willing to answer questions. There's a blessing attached. That's the only book in the Bible that you receive a blessing for reading it. And the main thing to when you are reading it is to know that we escape those horrors. The scary stuff, we escape that. We are raptured if you're ready for rapture. And we really do not want to miss the rapture. We do not. Okay. If Jesus is the Lord of your life, you are in covenant with God. 2 Corinthians 3:6 states, we are in a new covenant. A covenant of the Spirit, not of the law. The first covenant was of the Ten Commandments, and the Pharisees turned it into 613 commandments. And Jesus, you know, he faced them off with that. He told them that they laid heavy burdens on people. Jesus fulfilled the law. He freed us from the law. The law is holy, and no one was able to keep it and fulfilled it except for Jesus. It was made to show us that we needed a Savior. The Old Testament is the opening plan, and the New Testament is a relationship with God. So we need both books, the Old and the New, to get a complete picture on things. Okay, I'm going to take some calls here now. Let's see what's going on.
Hello, stranger.
Hi. My goodness, where have you been?
Your phone is echoing, going, sorry.
How are you? I'm good. A little bit of allergies right now, but I'm good.
I found myself a permanent job, like, but I keep getting harassed at this job, and because I'm good at taking care of the people that are there, and I'm supposed to be there. Why are they fighting me? Why are they fighting me? Because the management and the staff, it's like, I don't know what's going on. It's just,
That's a very difficult industry. I personally worked in it when I was paying my way through college, and I had a whole staff walk out on me on New Year's Eve, and I nearly killed myself, but I took care of everybody and just did not go back, you know. But I don't know. It's a political thing that happens, but let's kind of take a look here and see.
There's a lot of lies and deception.
You have a lot of jealousy and envy around you, and that's why you're not, you know, just go in there and do your job and don't some people that are unreliable don't want to, and then they fail to meet their best and getting frustrated for you for doing your best. You know, that's, and I found that true when I did that work. So I know exactly what you're going through. But,
it's like I broke my toe, but I didn't report it right away. And then I thought I couldn't report it, so I didn't. So I kept working. Then I found out it was broken. So I called out yesterday, and it's like, oh, well, don't come back to work. You kidding? And I don't get paid? It's like, why are they doing that to me? They don't teach anybody else.
I don't know what Florida's law is, but in California, if somebody lays you off or fires you, they're supposed to pay you immediately. So you may call them
up and
demand.
They're just saying not to come back right now. They're using all these excuses to keep me from getting salary. No, they can't fire me because I'm
in
it.
Well,
why
don't you consider upping your career, you know, like maybe taking a class and maybe working for a private doctor or actually acute care hospitals a lot better than nursing homes. And see about, you know, upgrading your status, your license, and see if you can, you know, go into a better situation.
I have an associate degree in healthcare management, but nobody will hire me because, you know, we're older. So, all right, I'm going to let you go. I'm not going to take up your time.
Well, I'm going to ask Father God in the name of Jesus to give you direction, revelation, and guidance concerning your career. And I want you to have a spirit of expectation that something else is going to open up for you. And it's really nice
to
hear from you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good
Just anything you could tell me would be welcome. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay. Well, you've been through what we call a severe, excessive and kind of exaggerated journey here with physical health and emotional and mental health, which seems to be out of the way now. It's the physical health that you're dealing with, and sometimes it's intolerable and you just you know, you just don't understand why it's so bad. And but you have a good team of medical people that are trying to reverse this, and they're trying to be creative, and they want to try. They're very professional, and they want to try. They consider you a they want to help you. Period. They just feel good vibes from you, and they want to help you. So you have this experimental procedure coming up here, and it looks like it's going to be good. I mean, it looks like it's going to put you back in control. There may be a little bit of reaction at first, and but, you know, don't lose your determination and don't give up. You know, when I see people that have this heart of struggle, I remind them to read the book of Job. Job lost everything, and he didn't even have any support group. He was all by himself, sitting in the dirt with sores all over his body, and he received 1,000 times more because of his endurance. When he started praying for other people because they had deserted him, he forgave them and everything. And he started praying for them, then everything turned around. And I know you're a good prayer person. I mean, I know that. And you're a little unhappy about the holidays coming up, but you're making the right decision. And, you know, you just have to keep your resolve, and everybody will get over it. Because it's really important that you make this, get this procedure done, because it looks very promising. There's been a lot of research on it. There's been some good results. And they're not giving you any kind of guarantees, because it's a new thing, but they're really sincere about, and they're going to be working at their best. So I think it looks very hopeful.
Wonderful.
And you'll finally see a turnaround. Yeah, yeah. Don't miss an excellent show, because 2023 is going to be an amazing time. And I think, you know, all this is preparation to get you ready. Get you ready.
Okay.
Get you ready. Okay.
This is all wonderful news. Thank you so very much, and have a blessed Thanksgiving.
You too. And don't worry. Just tell them to bring you
a doggy bag.
A love package.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll work.
Do that. And
okay.
I just wanted to say that your previous caller, when you prayed for her, I closed my eyes and added my prayers with it. So I hope she does better.
Yeah. Well, that is a hard industry to work in. You don't want to get me going there. Okay, because we had other things to cover. But
yes,
thank
you.
And you just... You verified my reading about being a good prayer. So thank you,
right.
Have a wonderful day, okay?
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Okay.
Hey, you.
Hello. You're on the... Hi.
How you doing? Oh, did you get everything squared away with the report and your tags?
Yeah, what a little ordeal that was. And they told me at DMV that this is happening a lot now.
Oh, yeah.
Here in California.
I was going to tell you,
yeah.
The next one you get, it's a handicap placard tag, isn't it?
No. I mean, I could get one because of Selena, and I probably am going to do that. No, it's just
If you do... You know, when someone puts a tag on their car, it's usually never messed with. So get yourself some polyamide glue, the good strong stuff, not Gorilla Glue, but the stuff that will bond to anything outside. And when you put it on, you dab it on the back of your tag, and you stick it right onto your car. They won't be able to get that off.
Nope. Okay. Okay. All right, how about
That's
you? What
you
can I do for you today?
Well,
thank you.
Let's take a look at, I told you about that I had told that recruiter to get a hold of my POI, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, and so I'm just kind of wondering if he's made contact yet.
Okay, let's look at that. Yeah, I got good news, and he feels like that it's going to advance him. You know, it's a another avenue. So,
okay.
Yeah,
What did my POI think? I mean, she didn't think it was me that put him up to it, do you?
No. She's still distracted a little bit, and she realized she's got a lot of mental anxiety, and she feels very lonely. And she took it as an avenue, you know, an opening to something. And it looks like she has some sort of she's got him working for her, looks like.
Yeah. Okay.
So it looks like she's looking for a new beginning.
Well, I'm going to get back in touch with him and see if I can get him to get in touch with Advent and see if he can't get her placed as one of our managers, because we need a manager. We lost our manager now. She went to corporate. And she says she has no clue as to what they're going to do. And, I mean, now we got to go straight to the big boss, and I'm not going to like that. So I just kind of wondering if Jake can wiggle his way in and
He looks like a good wiggler. He looks like he's good at what he does. He looks like a good wiggler to me.
Yeah, and get a contract going where I can get a place.
Yeah. Okay, well, it shows a lot of these problems for both of you. She still has not really secured some. She's got a couple of things in the works coming up here. You know, at the end of the year, it's tough getting something. Nobody likes to hire at the end of the year.
Right,
but I think
there is so many places that need people like us right now. I can't begin to tell you.
But she does have something coming up the first of the week, so she's looking forward to that.
Oh, that's good. Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's it. And so I got to get into Walmart.
I forgot to send you something. Send you something in our last email, and I'll be sending it today. I don't know how I did that, but it's been a little chaotic here. Anyway, I'll be in touch. God bless.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's look at some signs here. So, like I said, we're under the new covenant, which is better than the old covenant, and it has more blessings in it. And it really is a relationship with God. But here are some signs over our world. One of them is it says that when our world looks like the time of Noah, and as you know, God saved Noah and his family. People were going on as usual. And even though Noah was trying to help them, they laughed him to shame and they made fun of him and everything. And they didn't pay any attention to any of the warnings or the signs given them. And this is true today. I've, I ran to people all the time and I don't want to hear anything. The return of Jesus, the return of the Jews to Israel and become a nation in 1945 is a sign that's happened. And the Jews recaptured the old city of Jerusalem in the Arab-Israeli War in 1967, the rise of Russia as a powerful nation, the Arab Confederation against Israel, the rise of military power in Red China, revival, dark occultic practices, which is very strong today, episode of drug use, which is catastrophic, international revolution, increase in earthquakes, increase in famine, and it's going on as we speak in some countries, plagues, COVID, okay, and now how convenient after the election they're announcing a new variant that's supposed to be vaccination doesn't work against it. Natural immunity supposedly doesn't work against it. But, you know, God gave us an immune system, and I trust him. He can keep plagues away from us. He kept plagues away from the Israelites when they were in Egypt. So, increase in pollution, a love towards or a move towards a one world religion and a move towards one world government, and we are seeing that. So I think we can all agree that we have witnessed these events and this generation. And like I said, nobody knows the hour or the time for sure when Christ comes in his secret coming. But he said he would give signs to show the generation. Well, it looks like this generation to me. So I'm going to take some calls. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I just finished my third week of the new job. Yes, it's been going
been
really well.
For you because oh, good.
Thank
good.
You.
Good. You're welcome.
I thought that I would just ask you for general reading then.
Okay. Okie dokie. Let's see what's coming up for you. Well, you know, a lot of the cosmic weather I gave today was about relationships. So that is a strong energy to, one, we need to not be in denial of how we self-sabotage ourselves or go into denial about not seeing the truth about someone. You know, we need to I understand. See, now that we got your career settled and now we're looking at your love life, you know, someone meaningful in your life, and it's going to happen here in the next three. That could be 3 weeks or 3 months, and adventures coming up for you.
Okay.
And you need to prepare yourself for it. You know, like I said, practicing meditation, you'll receive instruction from the Holy Spirit, and, you know, you won't make the same mistakes again. But, you know, we need to not kid ourselves. We have to look at what we do,
Yeah.
Self-sabotaging things and, you know, accepting things that we know but don't want to look at. We want something so bad that we won't look at the, you know, this is true of a lot
the
of dysfunctional relationships. Yeah. So
okay.
It looks like work is getting you together here. You've been under this rebuild process. But I actually show that the treachery of the past is gone. And, you know, it's you got a lot a lot of hard work, but it's going to pay off. You got a lot of, to look forward to, and you're going to meet someone, you know, match made in heaven here. So, and remember, when that happens, we get to the toads first. You ever heard the saying, before you get to Prince Charming, you got to kiss toads?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you get, well, just be very truthful in your analyzation. Don't jump into anything. Make sure you get to know somebody, you know. And I really think a lot of the jealousy and envy and disturbing energies that you had, we've got that removed.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
But there is,
I feel,
you know,
that too.
There is a, yeah, me too. Thank God. But just some very intriguing people are going to come up, you know, here in the first of the year and in the next 3 months. We still got that same timing, so I'm going to say that's pretty accurate.
Okay, good.
Just
I'll
get
have
yourself
that to look
ready.
Forward to. I will.
Yeah, get yourself ready. Go have a facial, buy some good stuff, and, you know, take good care of yourself and get real pretty.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I sure will. Thank you.
Yeah, I wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. I'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. God bless. Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, the answer to all these things that we're seeing here is developing a closer walk with God. So pray with me. You can say it with me or pray silently. They both work. Father God, thank you for your love, your word, your mercy, and patience towards us humans. Come into our hearts and renew our minds, bodies, and spirits. Lord Jesus, we give you our lives today. Help us to be rapture ready. As you have given your life for us, we in turn give our lives to you. Help us to access all the promises and blessings of our relationship with you in our inheritance, in Jesus' name. Okay. That's what we need. That's what we need. That's what we need. Okay, let's see here.
Hi,
hello,
Daisy.
You're on the air.
Hi, Daisy.
Hi.
It's so nice to talk to you. Last time I talked to you, I lost my cat, and you told me I would get her back, and guess what?
Oh,
I got her back.
Good.
Thank you, Angel.
Today,
and she's home.
Yeah, we called upon the angel Alpheus for the angel of animals. You know, there's so many angels that you can't even count them all, but they're there for every occasion, and I'm so glad to hear this. That's a nice
I know. Someone was feeding her. They happened to see my sign on a main street that I hung up, and I went and got her. She's not that underweight. Nothing except fleas, but I took her back with fleas and all. We're working on that.
I knew somebody was feeding her. Remember I told you somebody was? And,
yes.
Oh,
and they were,
really good news.
They were taking care of her. So thank you. So I'll just, you know, any message you have
thank
for
you,
me.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lord, we thank you for your angels, and thank you, Alpheus, because I know you were instrumental in making
thank
that
you.
Happen. Okay. Are you receiving some conflict on your job?
No, not you know, some. I mean, a little bit, but nothing that's, you know, a major, just from one person.
Yeah, that's
what I got.
But
she's a backstabber. She does it to everyone, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You might see that eliminated too here coming up. Maybe
okay.
by
yeah.
January or December.
Okay.
You're right. You're not the only person that she you know, vexes. And this is what I was talking about in one of the signs, the occultic practices of witchcraft, which is wishing evil on people, slander, trying to ruin somebody's name. That's real witchcraft right there. So, and that's what the Bible calls witchcraft. But, this, it, you know, you reap what you sow, and something's coming back on her. So it may be that she's going to, well, she's going to be defeated, but she's destructive to other people, and she degrades them, their work, and, you know, she really,
and she really can't, my supervisor loves me, so, and I love the department I work in, so she can't really touch me, but besides talk about me behind my back, and I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Life is too short to worry about that.
Yeah, that's really good. I'm there, too. I used to get so overwhelmed and a mixture of anxiety and anger. I don't care what people say about me. I don't care what God thinks of me. I don't care what they say about
me. Older
and I'm
wiser,
so glad to be there.
Yeah.
Okay, there's something interesting coming up in your love life.
Yeah, I dated someone, but then I don't really hear from him. I went on a date with someone. I thought there was a great connection.
Well, I've got the beginning of a romance. And let me tell you about men. They're different than us, okay? They process they're emotional. They process their emotions differently than we do. They withdraw and go into what we call the man cave and start thinking about things, okay? And especially if something is heartfelt, if he, you know, is super attractive, it's like, you know, when you realize that somebody has that much effect on you, that you're vulnerable for it to be hurt. And they pull back a little bit and think about it. And I think that's where we're at with him. And because he tends to have a pessimistic view about, he's had bad luck in the past, and he had a bitter experience. But he doesn't feel those negative vibes from you, so I wouldn't give up. If it isn't him, there is definitely an adventure coming up, and it's a mutual attraction, and so you got love coming into your life. You got love that came home with your cat, and now you got love coming in the form of another significant person in your life. Cool,
I wish I could hug you, seriously. Yes, thank you. Seriously, I wish I could hug you.
I'll take that spiritual hug.
I was so heartbroken.
Oh,
and after she came home, even my other cat, I couldn't even keep them separated. I tried, but they cried for each other nonstop, and finally I caved. And they've just been inseparable, too. So they're happy to be together as well.
How sweet.
Yeah, so thank
that's
you.
Wonderful.
I appreciate everything you
do. Well,
God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a nice Thanksgiving and look forward to better times.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
God bless.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. All right. Well, now that we've prayed, that's what we need to do. We need to request of God his strategy. God has a strategy that we need to have for breakthrough. You could read the story of the leper who was instructed to dip 7 times in the Jordan River in 2 Kings 5:10, and he almost missed his miracle because he was angry, because it didn't appear as he had envisioned it. And also the widow, it was down to one meal for herself and her son, and the prophet instructed her to feed him first, and she came out of debt and never read out of anything. So we have to follow these instructions, and usually right before a breakthrough, God gives us these instructions. And we need to be flexible. We need to be open-minded and receptive to any instruction given to us by God. as we discussed last radio show and this one, as a health thing, practice and meditation and the presence of God, and you will receive instruction for your breakthroughs. Now, I want to share some affirmations with you. They're very important to do at the close of this year and next year is a new beginning, and we're going to have next show in December. We'll be talking about predictions and what I see spiritually for 2023. So you need to say these things over you. They come from the Word. It's speaking the Word over yourself, and I promise you, it works. The Word, as Bishop T.D. Jakes says, the Word will work if you work it. So Matthew 8:17, Jesus bore our sickness. You bore my sicknesses. You took away my infirmities. You are the Lord, my physician. So you always want to, you know, talk to him about any physical things and speak affirmations over yourself, especially if you're getting ready to go through any kind of surgery or procedure. As many as you touch, Lord, you make perfect, Matthew 14:36. Healing is the children's bread, Matthew 15:26. You do all things well. You make the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Mark 7:37. All things are possible to me because I believe. Now that's an important one right there. That's, you want to get that into your heart. You want to get, you speak that at the close of this year and know that nothing's impossible to you next year. All things are possible to me because I believe. And that's Mark 9:23, Mark 11:23 and 24. Sickness is satanic bondage, and I ought to be loosed from it today. Luke 13:16. In you, Father, is life. John 1:4. The words that you speak unto me are spirit and life. And God desires to speak to you. He desires to have a relationship with you. That's what the New Testament's all about. And that's what we are moving into. And like I said, Revelation is the only book in the Bible that promises a blessing for those who believe. And the scary stuff, that happens after the church has gone out of the earth. That's why you don't want to miss the rapture, because, boy, it's really going to get nasty. We do not want to be here. So, I think it's any time, and I think we need to work at establishing God's kingdom and try to get as many people to come to the Lord as we can by sharing our testimony any chance we get. And I want to say that God is not going to allow this dark thing to continue. He's going to push back darkness. He's going to disarm the devil, and we're going to help him. We're going to help him because we are going to believe it, and we're going to realize that nothing's impossible to us. And we're going to plead the blood of Jesus, know there's power in the blood, and that we are part of being redeemed. The blood has authority. It has authority over the enemy. And we need to stand up against this devil. He needs a little bit of a butt kicking, and I think this is, you're going to see this happen now, that God is not going to let this stuff continue as it has. And we realize that we've been deceived, and that was one of the things that Jesus said was a sign, deception. And boy, has there been a lot of that. And there's still, it's still going on. Manipulation, being strategic, using their power in government. It's just not a fun thing. So we need to know that we are conformed to Christ. We've been accepted by him. That God doesn't remember our past. The devil will constantly remind you of it. That's not the Lord speaking to you. And there are many voices out there. I mean, there's a voices of conscience. There's a voices of fear in ourselves or inferiority or anything in our personality. But there, the Spirit of God, it comes from a peaceful realm. That's why you separate yourself out. Practice meditation, find a quiet spot. You can listen to spiritual music or worship songs in the background if you want to, if you need some kind of music around you. Music is good. God likes music. We all like, music is good for us emotionally. So we just need to forgive ourselves, which is hard to do sometimes. And the devil will work on that weakness wherever he knows it, that you're struggling with. He's going to bring it up and try to talk you out of receiving your inheritance in him. But we're unlocking the supernatural. We're going to walk in the supernatural, and we do that by activating the secret of God power in us. When you accepted Jesus, They came in, and they made your spirit perfect. God's a triune being, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We're created in his image. We are a triune being, spirit, soul, and body. So we just need to realize that the body can be weak. But if you exercise, and that's a point of attack, you know, with sickness and stuff, if you realize that you feed your spirit and let it become strong, and it renews your mind, and it'll bring your body in, and then all of a sudden you'll be lined up, you know, perfectly. So you want to unlock the supernatural in your life, and especially next year. So we have concluded this show, and I hope nobody misses December. I'll look forward to talking to all of you. God bless. Thank you for participating. And Father God, protect your children, protect your those who love you and follow you, and keep us under the shield of your protection in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. See you next month.